Before we get started, for the purposes of badge testimony today, we'll be referring to plaintiff's exhibits, exhibit P114. Can you please state your name?
Yeah, my name is Badge.
Okay.
And can you spell that, please?
Yeah, B-A-D-G-E.
How old are you, Badge?
I'm 15.
Do you remember how old you were when this case was filed in March 2020?
Yeah, I was 12.
Where do you live, Badge?
I live in Kalispell, Montana.
Have you lived in Kalispell your whole life?
Yes, I have.
What family members do you live with?
I live with my brother, my mom, and my dad.
What's this picture of, please, Badge?
This is of a trail in Lone Pine that I went on with one of my best friends just a few weeks ago. It outlooks like the city. It's beautiful.
What family member? Oh, sorry. What grade are you in, Badge?
I'm a freshman, and I'm going to be a sophomore.
Are you looking forward to your summer vacation?
Yes, very much so.
What are you most excited about?
Rafting, hiking, fishing, working, hunting.
Badge, can you tell us a little bit about what Kalispell and the surrounding area is like where you live?
Yeah, it's beautiful by my house. It's like, we kind of live in like a forested area. We got trees all over. It's just a beautiful place. I wouldn't choose to live anywhere else.
What types of things do you like to do, Bun?
I play tennis sometimes. I haven't been able to this year, but, I hunt and I fish with my brother, my dad, and my mom.
Do you prefer doing outdoor activities?
Yes.
Badge, can you please tell us a little bit about the story behind your name?
Yeah, I'm named after the Battle Two Medicine, which is just a beautiful area in Montana. It's one of my dad's favorite places to go fishing.
Does this picture on the screen look familiar to you, Badge?
Yes, that is the Badger 2 medicine.
You know if the Badger 2 medicine has been impacted by any wildfires?
Yes, it had a very large wildfire.
Can you tell me what you know about that fire?
Yeah, I was very young when it happened, but I've grown up seeing pictures of the Badger 2 medicine pre-fire. And it's always been a very sacred place to me and my family. And me and my dad went into the Two Medicine on horseback and stayed there and fished and for a few days. And it was definitely something very impactful to me, seeing it after the fire and just seeing the completely burned trees. And yeah, it's kind of hard to talk about.
How has the wildfire changed the character of the Badger 2 Medicine area?
Well, going off of where me and my dad were staying when we horsebacked in there a few years ago, if you just look up, like after you wake up, it's just completely drenched in fire, and not fire anymore, but the aftermath.
What are some of the other impacts to the landscape that you remember seeing?
It's such a difference between what we see here and like the beautiful, like the biodiversity, and it's just black.
Badge, can you please describe what we're seeing in this picture here?
Yeah, this is me in the Badger 2 medicine. I've got my fly rod in my right hand. This is a burnt tree from the fire, and in the background, there's a ton of burnt trees as well. In the tree, there's a bird's nest, which I think is just a beautiful sign of life in this kind of death.
And for the record, this has been marked as plaintiff's exhibit P114. Badge, can you please describe what we're seeing in this picture here?
Yes, this is me in the Badger 2 medicine with my fly rod, and I'm picking wild raspberries, and behind me is just a whole bunch of trees ridden with the aftermath of the fire.
What's it like hiking through and fishing in an area that you're named after and seeing the impacts of the wildfire?
It's a melancholy feeling. I'm very happy to be there and fishing and being in my namesake, but it's saddening and it's hard to look at.
Have there been any wildfires near your home in Kalispell?
Yeah, there was a wildfire that got close enough to our house that me and my family had to be prepared to evacuate, and it was probably one of the most terrifying experiences of my life.
What types of steps did you take to prepare to evacuate?
My mom gathered all of our baby books, and I had to get some of my most treasured belongings that I've had my whole life, and we had to be able to leave behind a home that is all I've ever known. Thank goodness we did not have to evacuate, but just preparing and just knowing that I might not have that place to come back to the next morning was horrifying.
Are you worried that wildfires will continue to threaten your home?
Yes.
Badge, can you please describe the pictures that are on the screen here, starting with the one on the right?
Yes. The one on the right is me on top of our hill above our house, which is where we normally take our dogs on a walk pretty much every day, usually twice a day. And I've got a boomerang in my hand. I used to throw that thing up there all the time. This photo is it just completely ridden with smoke.
Is this hike close to your house?
Yes, very.
Can you walk to it directly from your house, or do you need to drive?
Yes, we walk it every day.
And is the photo on the left the same outlook as the one on the right?
Yes.
Has wildfire smoke affected your ability to do outdoor activities?
Yes.
Has it affected your health?
Yes, coughing has been a big problem. And it's kind of just like you don't go outside when you can't see like 50 feet in front of you, which is kind of a fact. And it's a sad feeling.
What's it like to be outdoors in smoky conditions such as that we're seeing here on the left? How does it feel?
Depressing. I mean, usually we just don't go out because it's completely horrible for your lungs, but it's really depressing.
What does it feel like to breathe in that type of smoky air?
Not good. I mean, as you can imagine, it definitely does not feel amazing in your lungs. I mean, that's why we just try not to go outside, which is kind of just taking a part away from you as a Montanan.
I know it's only mid-June, but have you had any smoke conditions near your home so far this year?
Yes. I believe we had one, like, near the beginning of the year.
Does having smoke around your home affect your mood?
Yes.
How so?
It's kind of like the feeling when it's, like, rainy outside and all you want to do is sit down and watch a movie. Besides, it's smoky outside and all you want to do is just like lay down in your bed and cry. It's super depressing and it's very hard to deal with.
Madge, based on your own experience, are there more smoky days than you remember when you were younger?
Yes.
Shifting gears a little bit, Badge, you mentioned earlier on that you like to hunt. Is that right?
Yes.
What types of animals do you like to hunt for?
Hungarian partridge, which is a type of bird. Turkey, antelope, elk, even though so far no luck with that one. Deer.
Can you please describe what we're seeing in this picture, Badge?
Yes. This is me. I have a 28-gauge shotgun in my right hand, and I'm holding a Hungarian partridge in my left hand. That's my Aldo. He's named after Aldo Leopold. He pointed that bird for me and retrieved it. All I did was shoot it.
And you mentioned turkey hunting. Can you please describe what we're seeing in this picture here?
Yes, so that is me with my second turkey that I've ever gotten that I stalked for quite a while.
Going back to Hungarian partridges for a moment, what do you like to do with the Hungarian partridges that you hunt?
Oh, my dad makes amazing things called Hun Nuggets, which are like the best food ever. I've asked for them on my birthday a few years, and they're, it's just like, take a chicken nugget and multiply it by a million.
Is the food that you hunt an important part of your diet?
Yes, we try not to buy barely any store-bought meat, and we try to rely almost solely on the meat that we gather.
Are you involved in skinning and preparing the meat that you hunt?
Yes.
And do you package the meat? Do you save it in a freezer? What do you do with it?
Yes, we freeze dry it and save it. Well, not freeze dry, but yeah.
So it sounds like you're involved in the whole process of hunting, skinning, storing the meat. Is that right?
Yes.
Have you noticed any changes to your ability to hunt Hungarian partridges in recent years?
Yeah, it's definitely been harder. We've definitely been trying to get to different places, and it's definitely just been less hums.
Do you know why?
Well, as I've learned from my dad and some parts through school, hums need a stable living environment and an ecosystem that is not like super harsh climate, so they can reproduce and have children. And let's say like droughts or floods impact that, they need a stable climate to have more children, and heavy climate like that impacts that.
Has it been harder for you to hunt Hungarian partridges recently?
Yes.
Is that less meat to eat for your family?
Yes.
Batch, has your ability to go hunting been impacted in any way by wildfire smoke?
Yes, sometimes we can't go because it's too smoky outside.
How does that make you feel?
Horrible. Hunting is a very big part of our life, and it's definitely a very big part of me. And it's definitely not a good feeling.
Who do you like to go hunting with, Batch?
My brother and my dad and my mom.
Can you please describe what we're seeing in this picture here?
Yeah, so that's my old dog, Lucy, that I'm sitting on top of the rock with. I have a hun in my hand, and that's our dog, Teddy. He's named after Teddy Roosevelt. My brother is also holding a bird. My dad's holding a shotgun, and my mom is just having the time of her life.
Badge, is hunting an important activity for you and your family?
Objection asked and answered.
Sustained.
Let me ask a new question. Badge, what are some of your favorite places to go hunting?
In Montana. I wish I could tell you specifically, but as a Montanan, I don't give away my secrets. Well.
Do you like to fish, Badge?
Yes, I love to fish.
Can you please describe what we're seeing in this picture here?
Yes, so the picture on the left is me fly fishing, and that's the fish that I caught. It's a beautiful fish.
What do you do with a fish that you catch?
Since we usually catch a bit more than we can eat, we usually release them, but when we go on long float days that are like a full camping trip, and we're on the river for multiple days, we'll string them up and have fish tacos for everyone that night, and then we'll pack out the next day.
Do you help fillet and gut the fish that you catch?
Yes.
Have you seen any changes to the rivers where you like to go fishing?
Yeah, it's definitely been quite a bit shallow recently. And we have two boats that we usually fish with, the raft, which we call the, I'm blanking on it. And then we have a drift boat, and we usually take the raft now, even though the drift boat is our main fishing boat, which we catch most of our fish out of. And the reason for that is, it gets shallower when you're on the rivers now, and drift boat is hard on the bottom, so it'll get dented up on the rocks. So we pretty much resort to having our raft.
Are the rivers running lower than you remember when you were here?
Yes.
Have you noticed any changes in the temperatures of the rivers?
Yeah, it's been getting a lot warmer a lot quicker.
Do you know if that has impacts on the fish?
Yeah, definitely less. I mean, fish also need a stable climate to live in, so.
Has the changing river conditions affected your ability to go fishing?
Yes.
How so?
My dad usually scouts out the waters before we go, which is kind of a normal practice now, and just to see where the water level is at and to see if it's fishable.
What are some of the favorite places where you like to go fishing? And you can speak generally.
Okay. In Montana, I like the Flathead. There's one where it's the Blackfoot.
Is it ever too smoky for you to go fishing?
Yes.
How does that make you feel when it's too smoky to go fishing?
A similar feeling to bird hunting. Definitely sad. It's really just ingrained in my life, and it's hard to just have to go without it and to adapt, but I mean, we're to this point, sadly.
Badge, we've talked a bit about fishing and hunting. Are there any outdoor activities that you enjoy?
Yeah, in the wintertime, skiing is my favorite thing ever.
Can you describe what we're seeing in this picture here?
Yes, this is me, like, the first or second day it snowed at our house, and I was so eager to ski that I just went skiing at our house. Yeah, skiing is incredibly fun for me.
How long have you been skiing?
As long as I can remember.
Who taught you how to ski?
My mom taught me a lot, and so did, like, coaches along the way.
Do you like to go skiing with your family?
Yes, I do, a lot.
Have you noticed any changes in snow conditions?
Yes, a year ago I was on the freestyle team at Whitefish Mountain Resort, and I went up pretty much every day on the weekend, and there was a lot of mushy conditions, slush. It was very unpredictable.
Does that make it a less enjoyable experience for you?
Yes.
Badge, were you here when Dr. Running testified yesterday?
Yes.
And were you here when Dr. Whitlock testified this morning?
Yes.
Did you hear them describe how Montana's snowpack is expected to continue to decline?
Yes, I did.
How does that make you feel?
Very depressed. Snow is a very important part of my life, and I would like my children to experience, my future children to experience skiing the same way I do. And it's a very, very hard to think about that they might not get to do that.
What would it mean for you personally if you weren't able to ski as much in your own life, or weren't able to ski with your future kids someday?
Once again, that's very hard to think about, but it would definitely mean that a part of me is, like, this sounds cliche, but missing. And since skiing is such, like, a big part of my life, I don't really know what I would do.
Badge, given the testimony of Dr. Running and Dr. Whitlock, are you worried about the Montana that you stand to inherit?
Yes.
What worries you about it?
That our state is not holding our Constitution up to the standard that it needs to be held up to.
In your opinion, what is the state doing that's not upholding your constitutional rights?
They're promoting the use of fossil fuels and not abiding by our Constitution that says we have a right to a clean, healthful environment.
But why did you decide to join this case and as a plaintiff and sue your state?
I want to make a difference, and I want to preserve this beautiful land for myself and future generations, and this case was the outlet that I needed.
Are you old enough to vote, Badge?
No.
How have your friends in school responded to knowing that you're a plaintiff in this lawsuit?
I try not to talk about it that much at school, given that I live in kind of a polarized area of the state. I did have one experience when I first got very involved with the case in seventh grade with one of my friends who I got into kind of a heated debate of just climate change in general. And after that, he completely ghosted me. If you don't know what that term means, he just didn't respond to any of my texts, my calls, didn't talk to me.
That sounds tough, Badge. Given the challenges and your concerns about climate change, do you still have hope for the future?
Yes.
How would you feel if you prevailed in this lawsuit?
Amazing. I would feel like that I'm making a difference, a small impact on the world and climate change, and a needed one.
Do you feel any sense of urgency to address climate change?
Yeah, it's kind of a now or never situation.
Thank you, Badge. I have no further questions. And at this point, Your Honor, I'd like to move into evidence, plaintiff's exhibit P114.
No objection and no questions.
P114 is admitted. And thank you, Badge. You may step down.
Thank you.